Lesson 8. Lesson Text 3, 11 through 26. As the man held on to Peter and John in Solomon's porch, as it was called, the people were amazed and ran to them. When Peter saw the people, he said to them, "Why are you surprised at this? And why do you stare at us? Do you think that it was by means of our own power or godliness that we made this man walk? The God of our ancestors has given divine glory to his servant Jesus. But you handed him over to the authorities, and you rejected him in the Roman judge's presence, even after he had decided to set him free. He was holy and good, but you rejected him, and instead you asked the Roman judge to do you the favor of turning loose a murderer. You killed the one who leads to life, but God raised him from death, and we are witnesses to this. It was the power of his name that gave strength to this lame man. What you see and know was done by faith in his name. It was faith in Jesus that has made him well, as you can all see. And now, my friends, I know that what you and your leaders did to Jesus was due to your ignorance. God announced long ago through all the prophets that his Messiah had to suffer, and he made it come true in this way. Repent, then, and turn to God, so that he will forgive your sins. If you do, times of spiritual strength will come from the Lord, and he will send Jesus, who is the Messiah he has already chosen for you. He must remain in heaven until the time comes for all things to be made new, as God announced through his holy prophets of long ago. All the prophets who had a message announced what has been happening these days. The promises of God through his prophets are for you, and you share in the covenant which God made with your ancestors. And so God chose his servant and sent him to you first to bless you by making every one of you turn away from your wicked ways. This is the end of Lesson 8.